With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A leading GOP senator says there's reason for optimism on Capitol Hill.
Not all the change may be comfortable, but Senator Marsha Blackburn says it should come as no surprise.
President Trump has said that he was going to push forward quickly, and indeed we are.
Blackburn says both the House and Senate are well on their way to accomplishing one of the president's top priorities.
Making those tax cuts permanent.
As for concerns about a devastating trade war.
The president has over 50 countries that have already come to the table on tariffs.
And Blackburn reminds the Salem Radio Network, DOGE has already trimmed some $140 billion of VAT from the federal budget. Bob Agner reporting.
IRS agrees to help ICE find illegal immigrants by working with the agency to share information. Court documents show the IRS will provide the Department of Homeland Security with information for illegals who are either under federal investigation or are facing deportation. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump signs an executive order that looks to bring back the coal industry in the U.S. In a ceremony at the White House Tuesday, the president said he's ending what he called former President Biden's war on clean coal. He said Biden put thousands of coal miners out of work during his time in office. The roof of a nightclub in the Dominican capital collapsed early Tuesday during a concert attended by politicians, athletes, and others.
Juan Manuel Mendez, director of the Center of Emergency Operations, said crews were searching for potential survivors in the rubble of the one-story Jet Set nightclub in Santo Domingo. Nearly 12 hours after the top of the nightclub collapsed onto patrons, rescue crews were still pulling out survivors from under the debris, shushing those around them so that they could listen for faint cries for help. Officials said at least 160 people were injured, among them national lawmaker Brave Argus. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least 98 people have died. This is SRN News. President Trump restores federal funding to a pair of pro-life states.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge dismissed a gender discrimination lawsuit filed by a professor and minister who lost her bid to become the first woman serving as senior pastor of a prominent New York City congregation. Ebony Turman was among the candidates interviewed by leaders of the 217-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in the search for a successor to a longtime senior pastor, Calvin Butts. After not being named a finalist, Turman sued the church. This is SRN News. Iran's top diplomat says he'll hold indirect talks with the Trump administration.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says he'll meet with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff in Oman for the first negotiations under the Trump administration seeking to halt Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program as tensions remain high in the Middle East. Speaking to Iranian state television from Algeria, Araghchi maintains the talks would be indirect, likely with Omani mediators shuttling between the two parties. Araghchi adds, if the other side shows real intent, we believe a deal can definitely be struck. So, as the saying goes, the ball's in the U.S. court. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
While the rain may be ending, the risk of dangerous flooding is high for many places across the South and Midwest. 4 days of heavy rain have sent floodwaters across a large section of the country, and rivers continue to swell. More details at SRNNews.com.